USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Following weeks of improved relations with its neighbors and with the United States, North Korea is now making bold threats about calling off the summit next month between President Trump and Kim Jong-un. The North apparently angry about planned military exercises between the United States and South Korea, and a North Korean official also angrily saying that the U.S. can't order that North Korea give up its nuclear program. The State Department says it's heard nothing official from North Korea to suggest that the summit is off. After a woman dies in an explosion at a California medical office yesterday, an Orange County sheriff spokesman says,
"We do not know at this time whether this was an intentional detonation of a device or whether it was an accident."
But NBC News is reporting federal law enforcement sources say it was intentional. And this is USA Radio News.
When it comes to hiring, you don't have time to waste. You need to get to a short list of qualified candidates fast. That's why you need Indeed.com. Post a job in minutes. Set up screener questions based on your job requirements. Then zero in on qualified candidates using our intuitive online dashboard. Your time is precious. Let Indeed help you get to your short list of qualified candidates. Post a job today at Indeed.com/hire. Search for greatness. Search Indeed.
Posting your job opening to an online job search site is like drinking from a fire hose. You get more resumes than you know what to do with. Robert Half is the better way to hire. Our candidates are interviewed and custom matched to your exact hiring requirements. Quickly, satisfaction guaranteed. So what you need is just what you'll get. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Learn more at roberthalf.com/radio.
Severe weather hits the nation's east. A little girl killed in Newburgh, New York last evening when a tree fell on the car she was in. A similar incident killing a man in Connecticut as well. In Maryland, more than 60 water rescues were reported in Frederick County after over 6 inches of rain fell. The UN Security Council meets over deadly violence in Gaza. USA's Wendy King with more.
The UN Special Coordinator for Mideast Peace was critical of Israel.
Israel has a responsibility to calibrate its use of force, to not use lethal force except as a last resort.
But Nikolai Malagdanov also said Hamas
must not use the protests as cover to attempt to place bombs at the fence and create provocations.
Israel's ambassador said they were faced with terrorists trying to cross their border.
The White House says First Lady Melania Trump remains in good spirits as she recovers from a kidney procedure earlier this week. And this is USA Radio News.
Allergy sufferers, my name's Nigel. As a wise and educated owl, I know the difference between what's wise and unwise. Suffering needlessly with allergy symptoms? Unwise. Getting a free 10-day sample of Zizol? Quite wise. Zizol is the allergy medicine that's just as effective at hour 24 as at hour 1, which makes getting a free 10-day sample one of the wisest things you can do. So don't be unwise. Be wise all and visit Zizol.com for your free sample today. Use as directed.
A California judge striking down a state law that lets terminally ill patients get a doctor to help end their lives. A Superior Court judge in Riverside County yesterday overturned the law but put a stay in place, giving the state 5 days to appeal to a higher court. The 2015 law applies to Californians diagnosed with less than 6 months to live, and more than 100 people have used it so far. The judge ruling the law was unconstitutionally passed when it was approved in a special session. North Carolina, the latest state where thousands of teachers are expected to march on the Capitol today to call for higher wages and greater education funding. Hundreds of schools are to be closed today for what's being called the March for Students and Rally for Respect. The demonstration coincides with the state legislature's return to session. Organizers of the march claim the state's one of the worst in the nation when it comes to the amount of money spent per student. And we made it, Earthlings, but it was a close call when a huge asteroid did go speeding by the Earth yesterday. That asteroid, 2010 WC9, roughly about the size of the Statue of Liberty, and it cruised past us at about half the distance to the moon. Astronomers discovered the asteroid in 2010. What's disconcerting is they say they lost it for 8 years until it popped back up on their radar earlier this month. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.